What's up? We're out here on Milt's Mile. We're with Jaden Young of Young's Rigs. We are doing another episode of Trail Talk. We are running somewhere up around Milt's Mile. I don't know, one of these trails, Milt's Mile Light. We're in his Cherokee on Maxxis Rockzilla UTV tires. I don't know. Apparently, it works pretty good. But yeah, dude, tell me. Let's just start there. That's unique enough. Why are you on UTV tires in a Jeep?
Well, working for UTV Pros, I kind of get the bad tires. They're kind of given to me after people don't want them, or I just got a new set on the front because a customer punctured the sidewalls, and you can't really sell punctured Zillas because they're like, well, it's got a hole in it. So,
yeah, doesn't make sense at all for
some free stickies.
Yeah. Well, they're going, man. It's like I said, I pulled up and I was setting up the cameras and I looked down and I was like, what in the heck is happening here? But like you said, it's sticky tires. You try and buy a set of like full size rig tires and stickies and like just cry all the way to the bank. This is a definite win. So you work for UTV Pros. You do, I guess I should stop and say, you know, obviously audio for this is provided by Cardo. We're on trail, so you can follow along exactly where we're going on Onyx. I'll drop that link in there too. Working for UTV Pros, what do you do for them? We were talking a little bit earlier. You don't really have a title. You're kind of like the do-it-all.
Go all over. I mostly fabricate in the fab side, but kind of jack of all trades at the shop, kind of run the front desk and, you know, talk to people, good at talking to people, and mechanic. I got a big mechanic background. Side-by-sides was out of my realm a couple years ago, but now they're pretty straightforward, so.
Yeah. Do you get any, we were just talking earlier, but like, you're into really into Cherokees. Is there a reason why working for a UTV shop you haven't bought like a somebody's wrecked razor and like tried to bring that back from the dead? Or
I've wanted to, because I like the RS1s that we've built.
Yeah,
I love like Sean's RS1.
Yeah, Sean Roth Dirt Therapy. But
yeah,
they're freaking sweet.
They're really fun to wheel because you can see all your tires and they just like float.
Bubble Boy. You can see everything.
But I'll be honest, I don't like the fact that I'd have to pay for a belt or, let's say, an axle, because the way I drive is a little abusive, so the Cherokee can kind of handle what I put it to, but it's also limited right now, so.
So it's limiting is keeping you away from having to spend a lot of money on it?
Yeah.
I was going to say, because you just told me you blew up an axle or a rear axle. And you're just saying, oh, I don't want to have to replace an axle. But you did.
I mean, I got that rear axle for $100.
Yeah.
So the cost difference helps a lot. This is a hobby, so, you know, I'm not going to be dumping on cages or axles or, you know. It's an expensive hobby in the side by sides.
Yeah, it can.
That's why I work there.
Yeah, you're like, I want it to be expensive if I'm on the getting paid for it side.
Yeah, yeah.
We got a little Kawasaki coming down the trail right now. Let them go by. No, I think everybody. I don't know if it's just recently, but even me growing up, I was like, dude, I want an XJ. And I want to put it on tons, and I want to put it on 40s, and like have this like whole build plan in my head. But I don't know why, if I'm just like a crazy person, but I love XJs. I just, something about them, I just love them.
I like the look of them. Don't get me wrong, I'm not a big fan of Jeeps.
So okay, really?
I'm a very neutral guy, because I'm in all off-road worlds, you know?
Yeah.
So the Jeeps, I feel, to me, are just, there's a lot of them. So,
yep.
They're kind of overrated in a way in some people's eyes, but I love to wheel them.
Way to say in some people's eyes. Good save.
The Cherokees, I like the way they look. I always had square body Chevys growing up.
Okay.
And so I really like the square look. The unibodies, people love them and they hate them. I like them. They're hard to build off of, but...
Yeah, that's the thing that every time I talk to my Jeep buddies, I'm like, I really want to build like a Beater XJ. They're like, no, man, you can't. It's going to rip in half. You just can't do it. But I don't think they understand. Like, something like this, obviously not ripping in half, does what you want it to.
Yeah.
It's a pretty cool little car, to be honest. And I think... I don't know. I just have a love relationship with them. I really like them.
I mean, I got a family, so I can put the family in here. We're closed up, out of the weather if we want. Yeah.
So you could have been wheeling the past 3 months when I was sitting at home in front of the heater going, gosh, it sucks out there. It's so cold.
Be hitting you up to come ride. ride with me.
Yeah, I need something in the winters. In the summers, I just power through the heat. I don't care. Yeah. But in the winters, I like open the door, and it's like 30 degrees. And I know that's not that cold for everybody. But I open the door, and I'm like, nope. Yeah. See ya.
It's backwards for me because in the heat in here, it's kind of a little hot box in here.
Yeah, and the HVAC don't work so good.
Yeah, I mean, the AC works good, but you know, the typical XJs, they get hot and... You don't want to overheat them. Yeah. So running the AC is not what I try to do.
Yeah. Well, look, speaking of XJs, just found ourselves another trail buddy.
Yeah.
He's on Patagonias. I wonder if he's jealous of your Zillas.
He does have DOT tires, though.
Yeah. Are you going to try and sneak past him here?
I think so. We'll see.
All right. Right, I'll be honest, I wouldn't have taken that. I didn't think you were going to fit, but here we go. That was really cool. Looks like we also got another little unique rig up here. I don't see too many of these old, like, chopped Explorers that often.
Yeah.
He's on Pats, too. So, we were talking a little bit earlier about you doing a lot of the work for Michael Lee's race car, which I don't know if you watched KOH. By the way, we're recording this right now as... some of KOH is running, but he flipped it. Did you?
Yeah.
Did you get a call back from Justin saying, hey, bro, you got to run us some stuff? Or
not yet. Michael Lee hit me up and showed me the damage of it. Word is he rolled twice. And
oh, man.
Everybody's okay. We built it right. So, I mean, it held up to what it was supposed to do. So,
yeah, hopefully, keeping them together.
He's got a plan together on fixing it, so hopefully he can figure it out. I mean, we're headed down this week to go help him with the next race, so we'll see how he figures that. We can bring him stuff if we need, so.
Right on. So are you running as part of the pit, or are you just coming as the UTV pros just to keep his car up and running?
Yeah, we're helping him with the pits on the, I think it's the rock race next, I think.
Yeah, on Saturday, next Saturday. I can't remember. The schedule's gotten so big anymore.
Yeah.
So what part of that car did you build? Like, that you personally, you're like, that weld was me, and and I'm super proud of that.
I did most of the aluminum work, so his fancy interior. I redid his firewalls and his floorboards. Made some dead pedals for him. Dimple dyed all those. And I did a lot of the flashy part of it.
Okay. And then, so you said it's all aluminum. Can you weld aluminum? Like you specifically? Yeah. Like you're okay. Because I know it's possible, but every time I've tried it, it's not possible if I do it type of thing.
Yeah. I love TIG welding aluminum. It's kind of fun. And they like my style at the pros for my aluminum work, so I get to make the cars pretty. But
yeah,
it's kind of a tag team thing. Carter at the pro shop, he does a lot of the cages and the tube work, so
okay,
we kind of just tag teamed it and got it done in a month and got them to the races. So
yeah, man, it's a sweet looking car. It's fun because I've been like watching it as you guys have been building it out, and it's super fun to like see that come together and then to see the Polaris race ready car get released, and I'm like, gosh dang, it looks like they just copied UTV Pro's work, to be honest.
Yeah,
like somebody's cheating in class here, it seems.
I saw that too. I was like, oh, it's the same car.
Yeah, it's just black. You guys got a different paint can, that's all. So when it comes to welding aluminum, this is a little sidetracking, but this is for me. What's the key to that versus welding steel? So for me, I've only ever welded with like a MIG or Oxy or stick, and I've only ever welded aluminum with a spool gun. So, you know, just a MIG, just using the gas off the MIG and running the spool through the spool feed.
I mean, well, you got your pedal and your torch and your filler rod. So it's the key with aluminum is the cleanliness and the pureness of the metal. So if you clean it right, you're not going to have a problem. It takes a lot more prep work, but and even you use your tungsten on your torch, even your tungsten, like when you're sharpening it on, let's say, sandpaper, that can contaminate the tungsten itself. And so you want the purest of the metals welding it together. That's kind of the key.
Okay. So I've always been told, like, if you have a wire brush for cleaning up steel, don't use that to also clean aluminum. Sounds like that's right.
Yeah, you got to use, like, you'll have your own wire brush or wire wheel for just aluminum. If you're mixing, you keep the contamination to the minimum as much as you can.
Gotcha.
And you can wipe it off with, like, alcohol or something to keep it nice and clean for you.
Just keep everything out of it.
Mm-hmm.
So did you get into the off-road scene before you were into fabbing stuff, or were you fabbing stuff and then you're like, well, I can build myself a Jeep or something, or did they just kind of grow together?
It kind of all just fell together with the Jeep, but growing up, the family is always, you know, everybody starts off with dirt bikes. I grew up riding dirt bikes. My first vehicles were square bodies, so I was always off-roading in them because it was on 35s on a 6-inch lift, so capable. I could go play, and it just kind of growing up that way just kind of built the love for coming out here.
Yeah,
but
I say this with no disrespect because it was me too, but I feel like it's like you get the typical hick truck, and had one. It was a Thrasher 350, and then it just, for me, it just escalated out from there, where it was like, okay, I have this thing, and actually before that it was even just like an older Bronco, and it's like, well, this gets me to high school, and also I'm gonna break the tar out of it off-road on the weekends.
Yeah.
And so a little bit of that for me came from like necessity of like, shoot, I just snapped the axle in the 8.8. I got to go find a way to freaking figure out how to get that back together. But I never really got into like the fab stuff. From what it sounds like, you're getting into some like pretty artistic and like really detail oriented type fabrication. Whereas my background in it is like, hey, we got to reskin a loader bucket. So like if it holds, great.
Yeah. To believe it or not, I actually grew up in woodworking and finished work and cabinets, and it's always been growing up an artistic skill of building something.
Okay.
Wood's more my dad's aspect. I I mean, I can do it and I like to do it, but it's not something I, because I was a mechanic for so long, and you know where mechanics are, there's a welder around, so yep. just start building stuff, and that's kind of where it came from, is the artistic side. But
yeah, well, I have none of that. Anything I've tried to do artistically with like metal and a torch and stuff has just been like, looks like the ultimate like sixth grader's dream of what it should look like. I don't have any artistic ability in it. But I'm really glad that there are people out there that do, because yeah, I see some stuff that's built and it's like, gosh dang it. Like, you just start thinking about the man hours that go into it. And even with something comparatively, like I said, I did a lot of MIG welding. Even just a TIG versus a MIG, like the, what am I trying to say here? The amount of detail that goes into it, I feel like it's just so much more.
Yeah. But I mean, you can always add on metal. You can't add on wood.
Really. Yeah, that's true. So that's, I didn't even think about that. That's one of those things that's like, one of these is additive and one of these is reductive. So if you go too deep on your cut for a groove with wood, you're getting a new piece, bro.
Yeah.
What's been the, just from a purely fabrication standpoint, what's been your favorite thing you've ever built?
Like lately or
any, whenever.
So the fun ones and the most gratifying ones have been probably, I used to build SEMA vehicles.
Okay.
So going to SEMA and showing it off, and everybody sees your work and your style. So I got to do a lot of those builds to Camaros and big old flashy trucks, you know. But those are really fun to look back, and they're always going to be around. But lately, I think my most favorite ones was probably Sean's RS1 or Sonny Mitson's car. So those two were probably the most fun and the coolest looking.
Yeah.
They turned out the best out of all of them, but
yeah, that makes a lot of sense. Sean's RS1 is just one of those things that's like, I don't know, maybe it's just because it matches his Jeep, but like, it's just such a cool little vehicle that.
Yeah. And we built our own shop car, our own RS1 as a guinea pig. We did our stretch with it.
Yeah.
And because Sean wanted to do his, so we ended up stretching his, ours first, and figured out how we'd be doing it.
Yeah. Just like you say, give it some, so you're not walking into a customer's car being like, I'm pretty sure this is how this is going to go.
Yeah. And it turned out really, really good. And Sean loves that thing. I haven't seen something it can't do yet, you know?
No, it's one of the more crazy UTV builds out here. We get like a lot of the moon buggy stuff, you know, chasing wild lines, but it's really cool to see the side-by-side world, you know, fully independent suspension, making the really big strides in the rocks.
Yeah. And I feel like the RS1s are kind of that moon buggy aspect in the side-by-sides.
Yeah.
You got that one-seater, center of gravity is better, and they just wheel like the moon buggies.
Yeah, they just go for it. What goes all, like, how did that come about? Did Sean just say, like, this is my idea, and he came to you guys, and you're like, well, let's just try it? Or, you know, like, what goes into that from inception to final product?
He had his vision, but of course there was a couple guys like Gabe Payne in town, and all those guys have their RS1s, the local guys that they stretched, and Randy's, and so he, a lot of people were doing it, but his vision was, of course, different from you know, more unique from the other guys.
Yep.
I mean, they're all stretched different lengths. I don't think one of them's the same length, so they all have their different capabilities. But, yeah, he came to us and gave us his ideas, and we brought it to life, really.
Yeah. It's a cool car. It's definitely unique, and like I say, it's fun to see him out here with both the Dirt Therapy Jeep and RS1 together. It's kind of a cool little 1-2 pairing. Yeah. I really like.
So. Yeah, me and Sean are a lot alike in that world, you know. We like it all. It's all the same world. We're all out here in the same place doing the same thing, just in different rigs.
Yep. So, cool, man. Well, we're coming up to the top of the trail. For that, anybody watching, anybody listening, where should they go check out your stuff? I've seen some videos of this XJ with all four wheels in the air. So where would people go find stuff like that?
My most popular one is probably Instagram, but you can look me up on all platforms, YouTube, Instagram, TikTok, and even Facebook, but there's not really anything on Facebook. So it's all Young's Rigs on all platforms. You can find me there. Go watch some fun stuff.
Cool, man. And then if you want to see any of the work that he's done, just go look at any of the UTV Pros cars. They're all really cool. But, hey, man, thanks for letting me ride around with you in your side-by-side tired XJ. And don't forget to subscribe, and we'll catch you guys on the next one.